This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I love Jared Greenberg. By the way, I said this the other day, but I'm going to say it now for his benefit because he is listening. NBA on TNT reporter, NBA TV host and reporter. I already like Crunch Time. It's great. But it was amazing on Sunday. It was amazing as the season was getting closed out. Mr. Greenberg on Twitter, Jared S. is in super. Jared S. Greenberg, welcome to the 2 months of your life where you don't sleep. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, man. I'm literally laying out clothes in my bedroom right now and putting together about 17 different suit combinations because I have no idea how long I'm leaving home for. I'm leaving tomorrow and no idea how long I'm going for. But thank you for the Crunch Time compliment. It was awesome to have you on. I felt your presence watching on Sunday.
I was going to text you a bunch like my producer did, but I thought, oh, no, you're on the air live. But I was like, you were great, dude. It was outstanding. I like Tommy. Like, hey, Jared, what's up? Can you come on? Do you want to hang out? Do you know what the Wordle is today? No, Jared's busy. Jared's currently busy. Are you a check a bag guy? Because I still carry on, which makes it real hard when I hit the road for 2 months.
I am a carry on guy, but this time of the year, I am a two suitcases get checked this time of the year.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm just gonna get out there with it. I'll put the underwear and the socks and the t-shirts in the backpack. So when TSA checks, sometimes they look at me like, "What are you doing, bro?" It's like I got a lot of shirts over there in that suitcase. Leave me alone. All right, let's get Derek Greenberg on the show.
At least we know we confirmed the question about whether you wear underwear or not. That's good.
Me undies. They were they sponsored a thing I did a long time ago. They're life changing. I'll send you some as a present. They're incredible, game changer. All right, this is the big story.
That might be the creepiest thing anybody's ever said to me.
That's what they're called. They're so comfortable, man. It's like an angel is I don't know. Let's shift gears because it's getting weird up in here.
Sure.
And when I'm uncomfortable with how weird it is, we've crossed the – meanwhile, Tom looks horrified. Yeah, Tom, don't write Jared Greenberg when he's doing Crunch Time, you know, whether or not he likes this shirt or that shirt better. He's not your stylist. So the Warriors – I have sort of two minds about the Warriors, or at least last night I did. Last night it was everyone that's over, the dynasty's crumbled. Yeah, maybe, but at least for me, Jared, anything can happen in a single game. The Kings made almost half of their three-point shots. Obviously, Klay Thompson had a brutal, brutal night. But with a little perspective, at least I woke up today thinking, all right, the talk about the Warriors dynasty being over is legitimate. It's a legitimate conversation. What is your view of where the Warriors are and where you think they're going after this season?
Yeah, I mean, it's really weird. I was watching with vested interest because I'm going out to do the winner-take-all game on Friday now that we'll be Sacramento at New Orleans. So I was obviously really locked in. You know, I think what we lose sight of this time of the year is we focus more on the names on the back of the jersey and the team name on the front of the jersey more than paying attention to what happened over the last, 6 months and 82 games, and realizing that even though the Warriors finished incredibly hot got the 10 seed, that there's a reason why they were the 10 seed, right? And you know, prior to 3 or 4 years ago, they would have been way out of the playoffs and not even in this position before the play-in was created. So I think we kind of lose sight of that a little bit. But at the same time, like, I thought the Warriors were a really talented team. I think they highly underachieved. I think they deserve a lot of criticism for the way they performed this year. With that said, like, dynasties end. All good things come to an end. And the Warriors had an incredible run. Like, it's so funny. Some of the people, the way they're talking about the Warriors these days, it's almost like they're discounting the fact that they won, you know, 4 championships. You know, good, you're right. It's time to move on. It's time to figure out new things. And I think the organization was a little bit stubborn because they won a championship with this two-path mentality, having the veterans, having to develop the young guys. I think the organization, and I think most of the people within the organization would admit this, Bill, I think they've done a pretty bad job with developing talent in that organization. They have not gotten the productivity out of their young players like they thought they would have just by having this veteran presence around them. I think they deserve a lot of criticism for that. And I think absolutely it's time to move on from certain pieces. But I don't know that that means that Steph, Clay, and Draymond needs to move on, Bill. Like, I think those three could come back if they could figure out the salary cap and add complementary pieces that make sense around them.
Jared Greenberg here on the show. Jared, I don't want to take away from Sacramento and their season and a really impressive game and a really impressive win. Now they've got that play-in that you're going to be at, that winner-take-all against a Pelicans team that a few weeks ago looked like, I mean, a few weeks ago, 3 or 4, they were top 10 in offensive and defensive rating. They were cooking, right? They were sort of an under-the-radar sleeper. Now they're playing for their season. There's obviously a huge Zion question mark after he left that Lakers game late. How do you handicap this? How do you see this thing playing out on Friday?
Yeah, again, I mean, I don't mean to, you know, take the easy way out and make it a cop out here, but like, these are two teams that, again, have been on roller coasters. The Kings up until last night were free falling. Like, that Kings team last night looked like the Kings team that finished third in the West last year, not a team that was fighting for their playoff lives in the last couple of weeks of this regular season. And the Pelicans, you know, as you said, right? Like, you know, they were a team that we thought when at full strength and the way they were clicking, as you said, balanced on both offense and defense, they could make a run at the Western Conference Finals potentially. But again, this is like why these teams are in these situations, because they're consistently inconsistent. And this thing with Zion is just brutal. And the fact that, like, I don't know if you got as much amusement out of it as I did, and I'm glad Stan Van Gundy called out everybody. He was actually on the later game. He was on the Warriors Kings game, but he was spot on by saying there's no chance it was, you know, lower leg soreness or leg soreness. Like, nobody in their right mind leaves a game of that nature with leg soreness, right? There was something significantly wrong, and clearly it's a hamstring injury of some sort, and we'll find out hopefully later today, you know, how much time he's going to miss, if at all. You know, I have a hard time believing somebody leaves a playoff game, or a postseason game, I should say, after scoring 40 points, having the best professional game of their career, and all of a sudden, 2 days later, they're going to be on a basketball court in a must-win stressful situation. I don't see it, but we'll see.
I'm 100% with you. Jared Greenberg here on the program. Jared, make sense of this for me. I had this conversation with Howard Beck the other day, and I'm interested in your view. We have so many teams that won at least 45 games. We have so many teams that won 50 games. I would argue we have in the play-in, and I know some of those teams are gone now, or one of them is, but even tonight, teams that are in the play-in, in the Sixers and the Heat's case, I think two teams, that have a legitimate chance to win series if they get the right matchups. Do you think that there is, or has been for the last 2 years, and we've gotten to this point, a level of parity that is unique, or is this just one season where that's what I'm seeing, and I'm seeing something that's not there?
Yeah. There's also 7 teams that won less than 30 games, right? So, I don't know, Bill. Like, I was not one of those people who was clamoring for parity. I enjoy greatness. I felt like I missed something, that I was a little bit too young to really immerse myself in the Jordan era in the 90s. Obviously, I remember watching. I don't think I was old enough to fully comprehend what was going on. I didn't allow myself to miss the moment with the Warriors. I think for anybody to overlook that, really missed out. Like we're in sport. We're sports fans because we care about winning and losing. And I love, unless you're invested if for one reason or another in a team or a player that's going against the Warriors, I appreciated what they had going on. I think right now we have a lot of, like, good teams. I don't know, like, if somebody other than Boston or Denver wins the championship this year, aren't we going to look at it and say, nah, like, that's a little weird? And for me, like, a one-off championship is great, and it's great for a fan base, it's great for a city, it's great for an organization, it's great for players' legacies. But we want to talk about teams that, like this Boston team or this Denver team, or ultimately at one point, I think this Oklahoma City team, maybe Minnesota, but more so Oklahoma City, like teams that have a runway where we're going to look at these guys for years to come and say they're going to compete for championships. And right now, like, I would be disappointed as a basketball fan. Not that I don't have a rooting interest, and I really don't care. There's a lot of cities I enjoy going to that are outside of Boston and Denver. But, like, if those two teams don't win a championship, don't we look at this season kind of side-eye?
Yeah, I don't think the Thunder will win a championship this year. I subscribe to that idea that they're too young. But I'm with you that it seems very likely that they will put themselves in a position in the years ahead to do that. Do you see the Thunder, and let me throw the Timberwolves into that same category, do you see those two teams with better chances of greatness this year than I do?
Well, like, I think the Thunder caught an incredible break last night. Because, listen, again, you know, I feel like I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth with you know, saying that the Lakers or Warriors could have done any damage. But I look much more favorably for the Thunder to get out of the first round against the Pelicans or the Kings than I would have if they had to face the Lakers or Warriors, just because of that experience factor. This Thunder team has defied logic this year. Like, anybody who tells you they had them finishing top three in the West is a liar. They didn't. and there are people walking around saying, yeah, I saw this coming. No, you did not. This soon, you didn't. There's no chance you did. But the poise, the maturity that they play with, like, they don't bark at referees. They don't argue about calls. They get back on defense. They care about defense. They're high-fiving each other. The way they support each other genuinely after games, it looks like a high school or college team with how much joy they play with. They don't make stupid mental mistakes. They don't turn the ball over in crucial times. They're incredible in crunch time. Like, all of these things, you say, okay, we'll do it on the big stage when the lights are bright. Okay, yeah, so we got to see it. But I think that, listen, I wouldn't. Here's the thing about this NBA playoffs, and I'm going to broaden this real quickly, Bill. I think Boston and Denver have to make it to the conference finals in the East and West, respectfully. Anybody else who makes it to the conference finals or who loses in the first round, no surprise for me. Like, that's how weird this year has been and how unpredictable this playoffs is going to be.
And by the way, I kind of love it, talking to Jared Greenberg here on the show. Jared, I also, this is my view, and you obviously don't have to share it, you may not. I like the winner of the Knicks series against whoever they play, which will be the winner of Philly-Miami as their opponent, to make a run of the conference finals for a yep. variety of reasons. If you're New York, between the Miami Heat and the Philadelphia 76ers, and I wouldn't like either, but you got to choose one, who would you rather play if you're the Knicks?
I think I'd rather play Miami, just from a pure talent standpoint. Like, if Joel Embiid is right, and this is a huge if, particularly this time of the year, he has literally been the best player in the NBA this year. He was running away with consecutive MVPs before he hurt his knee. And now, not only is it a big question with his knee this year, but his stamina in the playoffs has always been a question. He's the common denominator in this era of the process that has not gotten the Sixers out of the second round. With that said, he is the scariest player, when healthy, any team could face in the Eastern Conference right now. Any team. And so I'd rather go against Miami, and I think that there's some venom with New York trying to get back at Miami for what they did to him last year.
Who do you like in I think you and I discussed this. I've got a $1,000 dinner on this, and I'm not even sure how I feel about it anymore. Suns Timberwolves against my John Gonzalez, one of my podcast co-hosts, has the Timberwolves. I've got the Suns How do you evaluate that series, and do you think I need to tell my wife about the bet? Do you think there's a chance I have to pay it?
Well, it depends. Like, I don't know. Is it like one dinner, $1,000, or is it like the Seinfeld thing? You have to sue.
No, it's one dinner. Here's the good news. I've got four people that got to be at the dinner, and she lives in Miami, and we all live in L.A., so my plan is to never be available when she's here.
Don't be that guy.
I'll pay it. I think it's a coin flip, actually. I think the Suns absolutely can win this series.
Yeah. Yeah. My thing, again, you know, and this goes against common thought, but, you know, I don't love the Suns, but I'm really troubled by the lack of offense with the Timberwolves.
Yes.
It really bothers me. You know, and they have guys that can score. And, you know, and the big question mark, like, there are two guys that I think it's – and I understand why it's not really talked about on a national level right now. But Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, different situations, are going to be absolutely crucified this postseason with how their team performs. If the Timberwolves and or Cavaliers get bounced in the first round, the amount of tie back to their lack of success in the postseason in Utah is going to – ramp up right away, and there's going to be an indictment on these two guys for the rest of their careers. But because I just, you know, as great of a defensive team as Minnesota is, you're not shutting out Phoenix, right? You're not shutting them out. So can you score with them? And I just don't know. Anthony Edwards is, but is Karl Anthony Towns, A, is he healthy? B, is he prepared in these moments to have these big games? And then who else can play at that level for him? I don't see it for Minnesota this year.
I agree. I wish it were the Lakers or the Warriors playing them for my bet, but it is not. It is the Suns, but I have some similar reservations about the Timberwolves. Jared, last one for you real quick. As you stare at your, I'm sure, very sharp 48 outfits that you're going to wear over the next two months as you average 3 hours of sleep a night, look into your crystal ball. Best guess, conference finals and finals predictions for me.
I am going to go in the East. I'm going to go against logic, against my gut. I'm going to go Boston, Philly. I shouldn't do it.
I love
right?
it.
Right? Yeah, I should not do it. And then in the West, I'm going to go. I'm obviously going to go Denver. I'm going to go Denver Clippers.
Really?
Yeah, I don't love it. Okay. I don't love anything I'm saying.
Yeah. Nuggets, Celtics face each other finals?
Yes.
Are we going to get lobster again? I didn't eat the lobster last time at the media thing.
Oh, my God.
I should have eaten it.
For anybody who doesn't know what Bill's talking about, can we just quickly just mention this? We get spoiled rotten as media members. The Boston Celtics put out this spread for the media that was unlimited fresh New England lobster. And it was like they were each 2.5 pounds, 3 pounds each lobster.
Here's why I didn't eat it. I didn't know. I do now. I didn't know how to open a lobster, and I was like, I'll go for it. And then I walked by Sam Amick and Jeff Zilgit. Sorry, guys. I love those guys. And I'm pretty sure it was Sam. Like, tried to do it, and a spray of lobster stuff flew and hit a guy's suit. And I just turned around and went right to the steak. Nope.
So I went to I'm not kidding about this. I went to a private room, took my lobster plate, FaceTimed my wife. And she walked me through how to properly eat a lobster without making myself look like a complete imbecile.
Straight respect. I'm going to track you down when we're at the finals in Boston for that help. Jared Greenberg, dude, great work all year long. I know it's marathon now. Hope you can enjoy it. You're killing it. You're crushing it. You deserve
it.
We'll be watching you on NBA on TNT and NBA TV. Thank you, pal.
Thank you, man. I look forward to having dinner with you. And you want to lose a bet with me so you can pay for my dinner?
Do you want to get in on this? Do you want to buy any of this Suns bet? Are you interested?
No, I just had a baby. My wife would absolutely, she would tell me to not come home if I got into this bet.
How about we just, we were going to do this last time and we didn't. Let's just get dinner one night at the finals. Let's just lock it in one night. And when it gets set, let's just get together. Wait, we got dinner, right? We got dinner in Denver together.
We did, yeah.
Yeah, we did. Let's do it again.
All right,
I'm in.
All right.
And I'll tell Tom to stop texting you when you're sleeping or whatever, on live TV or whatever's going on.
Tom can text me whenever he wants.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Talk to you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.